Good morning. Welcome to our service of morning prayer on this Thursday, May 7th, 2020. Tomorrow we'll be recognizing and commemorating Julian of Norwich tomorrow on Friday, May the 8th. My name is Pastor Kit from Christ Church Anglican in Oshawa, and with me is my son Justin Greaves.
Good morning.
Today we'll have the opportunity to hear readings from Exodus 34, Psalm 50, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. We always love to hear from you, and if you have time to send us an email, a prayer request, we'd love to hear. Preparations are being made for Sunday worship, so we hope you can join us on video on Facebook or on our website, christchurchoshawa.ca. There's a place where you can make a donation there if you wish as well. So take a deep breath and enjoy our time of worship here in morning prayer. Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Come, let us worship. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. O come, let us worship.
A reading from Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 to 17. The Lord said to Moses, "Cut two tablets of stone like the former ones, and I will write on the tablets the words that were on the former tablets, which you broke. Be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai, and present yourself there to me on top of the mountain. No one shall come up with you, and do not let anyone be seen throughout all the mountain, and do not let flocks or herds graze in front of the mountain." So Moses cut two tablets of stone like the former ones, and he rose early in the morning and went up to Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hands the two tablets of stone. The Lord descended in the clouds and stood with him there and proclaimed the name, the Lord. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, yet by no means clearing the guilty, but visiting the iniquity of the parents upon the children and the children's children and the third and the fourth generation. And Moses quickly bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. He said, "If now I have found favor in your sight, O Lord, I pray, let the Lord go with us. Although this is a stiff-necked people, pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for your inheritance." He said, "I hereby make a covenant. Before all your people I will perform marvels, such have not been performed in all the earth or any nation. And all the people among you live shall see the work of the Lord, for it is an awesome thing that I will do with you. Observe what I command to you today. See, I will drive out before your authorities the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites. Take care not to make a covenant with the inhabitants of land to which you are going, or I will become a snare among you. You shall tear down their altars, break their pillars, and cut down their sacred poles, for you shall worship no other god. because the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. You shall not make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, for when they prostitute themselves to their gods and sacrifice to their gods, someone among them will invite you, and you'll eat the sacrifice, and you will take wives from among their daughters for your sons, and their daughters who prostitute themselves to their gods will make your sons also prostitutes among to their gods. You shall not make cast idols. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Portion of Psalm 50. The Mighty One, the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and does not keep silence. Before him is a devouring fire and a mighty tempest all around him. He calls to the heavens above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me my faithful ones who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you. Your burnt offerings are continually before me. I will not accept a bull from your house or goats from your fields. For every wild animal of the forest is mine. The cattle on 1,000 hills, I know all the birds of the air. And all that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you. For the world and all that in it is mine. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and pay your vows to the Most High. Call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 to 20. We also constantly give thanks to God for this, that when you received the word of God that you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as what it really is, God's word, which is also at work in you believers. For you, brothers and sisters, became imitators of the church of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea, for you suffered the same thing from your own compatriots as they did from the Jews, who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets and drove us out. They displeased God and opposed everyone by hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles so that they may be saved. Thus they have constantly been filling up the measures of their sins, but God's wrath has overtaken them at last. As for us, brothers and sisters, when for a short time we were made orphans by being separated from you in person, not in heart, we longed with great eagerness to see your face to face. For we wanted to come to you, certainly. I, Paul, wanted to again and again, but Satan blocked our way. What is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you? Yes, you are our glory and joy. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Two reflections from the Joy of the Saints and from Grace Notes. The Mercy of God, written by Isaac of Syria, translated, that Saint Isaac of Syria was born in the 7th century AD. He was for a short time bishop of Nineveh, the ancient Assyrian city of Upper Mesopotamia, the capital city, today on the outskirts of the city of Mosul, northern Iraq, just on the east bank of the Tigris River. Nineveh is, or was. And Bishop Isaac retired to a monastic way of life after serving as Bishop of Nineveh. He is one of the great spiritual writers of the Christian East, and his influence on the Orthodox Church continues to be profound. The Mercy of God. As a handful of sand thrown into the ocean, so are the sins of all flesh as compared with the mind of God. Just as a strongly flowing fountain is not blocked up by a handful of earth, so the compassion of the Creator is not overcome by the wickedness of his creatures. Someone who bears a grudge while he prays is like a person who sows seed in the sea and expects to reap a harvest. A flame of a fire cannot be prevented from ascending upwards, so the prayers of the compassionate cannot be held back from ascending to heaven. As an illustration of this mercy and compassion, this grace note by Philip Yancey called Beauty Test for May 7th. I have seen evidence of God's presence in the most unexpected places. During a trip to Nepal, a therapist gave my wife and me a tour of Green Pastures Hospital, which specializes in leprosy rehabilitation. As we walked along an outdoor corridor, I noticed in a courtyard one of the ugliest human beings I have ever seen. Her hands were bandaged in gauze, and she had deformed stumps for feet. Her nose had shrunken away so that, looking at her, I could see into her sinus cavity. Her eyes, mottled and covered with callus, let in no light. She was totally blind. Scars covered patches of skin on her arms. Later, we returned along the same corridor. This creature had crawled along the very edge of the walkway, pulling herself along the ground by planting her elbows and dragging her body. Without hesitation, my wife bent and put her arm around the woman, who rested her head against Janet's shoulders and began singing a song in Nepali, a tune we all instantly recognize, Jesus Loves Me. Don Maya is one of the most devoted church members, the physical therapist told us. Most of our patients are Hindus, but we have a little Christian chapel here, and Don Maya comes every time the door opens. She's a prayer warrior. She loves to greet and welcome every visitor who comes to Green Pastures Hospital, and no doubt she heard us talking as we walked along the corridor. A few months later, we heard that Don Maya had died. Close to my desk, I keep a photo that I snapped just as she was singing to Janet, my wife. Whenever I feel polluted by the beauty-obsessed culture I live in, where people pay exorbitant sums to achieve some impossible ideal of beauty, while hospitals like Green Pastures scrape by on charity crumbs, I pull out that photo. I see two beautiful women. My wife, smiling sweetly, wearing a brightly colored Nepali outfit she had bought the day before, holding in her arms an old soul who would flunk any beauty test ever devised, except for the one that really matters. Out of that deformed, hollow shell of a body, the light of God's presence shines out. The Holy Spirit found a home. Affirmation of faith. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Intercessions. Let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. Let us ask the Lord for a day of fulfillment and peace.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us ask the Lord to teach us to love others as he has loved us.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us ask the Lord for peace and justice in the world.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us ask the Lord to strengthen and relieve those who are in need.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are expecting, Jen and Clarissa, for the sister-in-law of Rita, undergoing chemo treatment for cancer, and Noah for cancer, the 18-year-old, for Joanne's dad and mom, for for Mike, who's having physiotherapy on his back, for Bill, Nancy's friend who has breast cancer, Haley, Eddie, our neighbor, Hugh, Christine, and others known to us for whom we wish to pray at this time, silently or aloud. The collect for the week of the fourth Sunday of Easter. O God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make us perfect in every good work to do your will, and work in us that which is well-pleasing in your sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And finally, let us ask the Lord to renew the church through the power of his life-giving Spirit.
Lord, have mercy.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We surrender this day to the Lord and ask for his Spirit to guide us through this day, that we might know God's beauty in our midst. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us in prayer. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow.